Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, sitting in for Howie Lim. Now, as businesses begin to reopen and start hiring again, many are erring on the side of caution and choosing to keep their interviews virtual. For many job seekers, virtual interviewing is an entirely new concept and something that they've never done before. We're joined today by Michelle Coe, Director of Commerce at The Edge, and she's going to share with us some of the ways that you can excel in a video interview from the perspective of a headhunter. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
So, Michelle, first I've got to ask you, you know, what are the key differences from a headhunter's perspective when it comes to a traditional interview and a video interview? What are some of the different things that you look out for?
Right. So for traditional interviews, they are usually in person, likely in the client's office. At times, after the first formal interview, the subsequent sessions could be out of the office. It could be held over lunch or a coffee with the team to see how the candidate, the job seeker, interacts with their potential peers. Whereas video interviews, as you know, they're held over platforms such as Skype, Zoom, Teams, etc. They tend to be shorter and more concise. We find that people generally will banter less in video interviews and focus more on the specific interview questions.
And that's a key thing that you've mentioned there, engage, isn't it? Because you, when you're interviewing someone, you want to check the, not just, you know, the qualifications and the experience on their CV, but the rapport that you have with a potential candidate. Yeah. So how can you do this in a virtual interview?
It can't be replicated. That's my view. We'll let the future tell. I still feel that it can't be replicated. To do a sense check, to check on chemistry, rapport, is still best done face-to-face, right? And sometimes in social settings, not in a boardroom or in a meeting room. But there are upsides of an online interview.
Okay, do share.
So that would be the ease of conducting and attending the interview. So in the past, we would often organize for candidates to attend an hour-long interview, but they would have to then take leave, right, and provided that's approved. Because for them to attend one hour-long interview, if you factor in commuting to and fro, they could be away from the office for 3 hours, right? Whereas for online interview, they don't have to apply for leave, right? So in this instance, the hiring process can actually be shortened.
And are there advantages for the hiring managers as well? I'm assuming that it's, you know, they need a shorter period of time to prepare for when they're going in to meet a candidate as well.
That's true. That's true. That's true as well. And you mentioned it's hard to do a sense check when we're having a video interview. But interestingly, we have some candidates who have actually told us that they are a little bit more introverted. They actually prefer video interviews to face-to-face because they're able to articulate themselves better.
So what are some of the tips that you can share on acing online interviews?
Right. So I would say the general rule of thumb is to be prepared, right, as with everything else in life. So before you go on to an online interview, get to know your interviewer online. Check out their videos if it's available, and not just to read about them on their website. Like before our discussion, I was actually watching your video, Rachel.
Oh, okay.
About the Echo Money series.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, right. So it's good to observe their tempos, their body language, and try to mirror that where possible when you're having that video interview with them.
So what are some of the body language tips you can give us for online interviews? But in general, I mean, what are some of the cues that people may subconsciously give off that they're not aware of when they're being interviewed virtually?
There are a few elements to that. First being the background, right? That's your backdrop. So where possible, find a quiet place. Consider the background that you'll be using. Mm. Impressions count. So a background with a bookcase or backgrounds with neutral colors where you were using, all these are encouraged. And also as individual, I know job interviews are not going for beauty pageant, but you still want to look your best, right? So work on finding your optimal angle, having your laptop or your mobile devices, if you're using that, in a slightly elevated position. Personally, I feel that it tend to give you a more flattering image on the video.
So background check, lighting check, best angle of your face check. So that's the visual side of it. But what about your personality? How can you show off your personality from behind the screen and work, you know, your personal branding to
right.
Yeah, for the interview?
Yeah, copy that. So you've got to decide how much of yourself you want in that video frame. Don't just show your face, because it's not just about delivering information, right? So the frame, if you can include your upper body, you can still use your hand gesture if needed, but never excessively. That always helps. And for me, and from what I hear from my clients, a lot of them would say that it's very hard to maintain good eye contact, right, when they're having that video interview. And you know how important eye contact is to send signals or to send messages. So again, what I found to be really useful is to have a colored sticker stuck just right on top of the lenses without covering it. So that would give you a spot to focus on.
Right.
If you try this, yeah, you should see
So
that
your eyes aren't darting all over the over the room.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah, because we tend to look at ourselves. And when we look at ourselves, we're actually looking down most of the time.
Okay. Mm.
But if you focus on the sticker or the lens, right, because it's usually camouflage, if you can focus on that spot, your eye contact should improve.
We're speaking to Michelle Koh, Director Commerce at The Edge. Michelle, other unique perspectives, you know, from a job search perspective, and from an interview perspective, what's changed out there in the market now that everything is online and virtual, well, mainly online and virtual at the moment?
What has changed? Honestly, I feel that, I hope I'm not repeating myself, but I feel that the level of preparedness makes a big difference. So that shouldn't change. Changing of the format of the interview to online doesn't mean you can throw your interview basics out the window,
okay,
right? So you should still do the basics, spend time, review the job description carefully during the interview, prepare tangible examples of your career experience against the key requirements of the job. Because surprisingly, few people really do this properly. And you've got to research the company, know who you're talking to, know the business, and prepare some questions, right? So you look interested.
What kind of feedback have you had, though, I'm curious, from interviewers holding C-level positions? Because these are significant senior stations. And when you're conducting a virtual interview, you want to make sure that you're reaching out to the correct candidates. Well, that would be one thing that you would work with them as a head, as a recruiter. But taking it a step further with a virtual interview, what kind of feedback have you had from that perspective?
Right. As you've rightly mentioned, individuals or interviewers holding C-level positions, it's not that they're any more different, but they are really very busy people. So their calendars are almost always packed back to back. So if you have 1 hour from them for the interview, as in the candidate to interview with them, it could be really strictly 1 hour, right? So I've got a client who mentioned that there was a candidate whom he's supposed to interview with, and he was really frustrated and angsty because there were hiccups with the Skype session. After they finally managed to resolve that and start the video interview, he continued complaining for the next 15 minutes about Skype failing them or technology failing them, and he left himself 20 minutes to sell himself for the role. So we can understand the frustration, but it's important to start off an interview with positive energy. And if you only have that 1 hour, you spend 15 minutes fumbling, 15 minutes complaining, do the math, and you know how much time you have, you know, to engage the interviewer.
So you got to focus and keep it positive when you're going in for a virtual interview.
Totally. First impression counts.
Definitely. And how do you think the recruiting and hiring process has evolved since the start of the pandemic? Do you think that video interviews are here to stay now?
The video interviews are here to stay, 100%. That's my opinion. Before COVID-19, the ratio of face-to-face to video interview is about 80 to 20. Most of the meetings are still in-person, face-to-face. At one point during Circuit Breaker, we were purely relying on video interviews. But that said, they're here to stay. But again, that's my opinion, right? I maintain my stand that it will never completely replace face-to-face interviews.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for your insights. We've been speaking to Michelle Koh, Director Commerce at The Edge. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Rachel. Have a good day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.